Well, I hope and pray that everybody's having a good day. This message is technically for the youth. We still try to reach out to our youth. Courtney and Hannah has been in church, and hopefully and prayerfully some of the other church youth will come back to church sometime soon. We are meeting in the sanctuary at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, along with the online services. So we pray that the online services can get to the youth. I know they all have ways of communicating, so our hope and prayer is that through Facebook or through some of the other things, they reach out and touch one another and to encourage one another and let them know that we miss them, and sometime soon we'll be back together. I've been thinking about being complex. Did you know how complex we are? I'm talking about us individually. I've been thinking, I wonder what the DNA stuff is all about. And I really wasn't sure, but it's a great big long word, and the DNA is a shortened version of that big long word. But when I was looking and trying to understand it, I've come to realize, you know, we all think about computer chips and how our phones work and how our computers work and all of that. But did you know our DNA is unique to you? We have many, many, many cells within our human fleshly body. And that DNA is like the computer chip. It connects with all the different cells, and it allows us to operate as a human being. It's really, really, really cool when you start thinking about it. You know, God created us in His image. And now, God's not complicated, although we can make God complicated, but, you know, He basically just loves us. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three distinct personalities in the image of God, and we also have three distinct personalities, body, soul, and spirit. I don't know if you ever heard the little phrase, but I know when I was growing up, I did. Sometimes we get in arguments with our friends, and, you know, words can never hurt us. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt us. You know, growing up, I thought, well, you know, that's true, I think. But then I come to realize that it's not true, because our words can either help or harm, and our actions can heal or kill, and our silence can either offend or lift somebody up in a time of need. So we need to be careful about how we use our words. But you know, the human spirit is very complex, and we try our best to make good decisions and judgments, but you know, only God knows if our actions were truly the right ones. Jesus calls us all to be humble. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up higher and higher. I love that little scripture song because it's so true. But I think one of the most images, the most special images when we think of Jesus as the shepherd, is the shepherd's staff. And just imagine for a moment that we're all here together and we are holding a shepherd's staff in our little group. And we come to say, well, you know, it's our guide. If you remember that Jesus is your guide and that He is there too to lead you as you serve and lead others. Even though you might be young, you are still a leader. You are a leader in your own little area. You are a leader of your own life. But even though you hold that symbol, the shepherd's staff, the symbol of discipleship, it still doesn't mean that you automatically do the best things or make the best judgment. For I can do two things with this staff that we're pretending that we have. I can either strike you with it or push you away, or I can guide you or I can help you, and I can share with you healing situations in your life and show you the way. You know, Jesus, before He really recognized, the Christians of the day were called the Way. For Jesus said that He was the way, the truth, and the life. So we always have choices to make at any given time in our life. And we're, as always, I just want you to remember that we are complex. We are living complex lives. This is a very complicated world that we live in. But as Christians, we have been given a powerful staff, the shepherd's staff, to try to guide and use the word and to give us the peace that passes all understanding. And yet we're sometimes just too entwined in the world, and we need to get untwined, if that's a word, and recognize that sin and the lack of perfect judgment. If you use your staff correctly and you seek God's guidance in your life, then you can wisely guide others. But this is the humility of the gospel and the servant's role that Jesus calls us to make. So no matter what kind of sin you might have committed or what kind of situation that you had, you know, all you got to do is this little thing that we call repent. And what's that mean, preacher? Turn. And he asked God to give us the wisdom, the grace, and the forgiveness we need to keep on keeping on. Amen. Well, Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you for Phil and the people of the church and being able to put together these youth messages online, and we thank you for that. And we know that sticks and stones can break our bones, but words will hurt us. So we do not want to let the words hurt us deep down inside. So forgive us of our sin and cover us, Lord, and keep all these young folks safe until we can meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.